You've no doubt seen just a few political ads on TV. Maybe you've heard them on the radio in the last few months. Well, this week, some new TV ads made their debut in the Senate and governor's races. Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business and Politics recently hosted a roundtable discussion on the ads. Roby spoke with John Brummett, political columnist with the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, Talk Business and Politics contributor Steve Bronner, who's also the owner and operator of the Independent Arkansas blog, and KATV's lead Capitol reporter Janelle Lilly.
The new Pryor ad, it's the first time we get a chance to see his dad make a debut in this ad. And I first of all want to kick it off to you, John. Mm-hmm. What did you think about the ad? What did you think about bringing David Pryor into it? And do you think it's effective?
I think it's potentially the best ad of the year, the most effective. I think it addresses every one of Mark Pryor's needs. It brings his dad out to remind people, particularly seniors who have been leaning Republican. By the way, this is my daddy. You used to love him. Two, let's talk about Obamacare without the Obamacare brand. Let's do that. And three, let me tell you my soft, moving, personal narrative. So I think he seeks for it to be kind of a magic elixir for everything that he needs, and it may in fact be that.
And you alluded to the fact that it did not name the name Obamacare in it. Do you think that's something that folks are going to pick up on? Do you feel like it's something that will inhibit the effectiveness of this ad?
I am not surprised that Senator Pryor has brought in his father or that he has defended Obamacare, because he's been doing that. I was surprised that he didn't use the words Affordable Care Act. Not Obamacare. I certainly shouldn't use that. But by not really specifying what law he's talking about, that leaves people ready to ask questions. And I think it would have been interesting if he would have just gone ahead and said, I voted for the Affordable Care Act, which did this. It certainly would have helped us have a more honest debate about that instead of this constant kind of bickering about semantics. I wish he would have kind of just gone on and said, I voted for the Affordable Care Act.
Yeah, I know in polling, when we've looked at that issue a number of times, it's just all about messaging. It depends on how you phrase it, what words you use.
I don't think the Affordable Care Act is a big winner in Arkansas either. And a lot of people talk all the time about a law I voted for, a bill I voted for. It's obviously tactical. And there's a way to respond to it. The Koch brothers or Cotton or somebody is apt to find a cancer victim who had his or her policy canceled and had her rates increased, and can talk about, I'm glad your life was saved, and I'm glad you're able to get your bills paid for, but I'm sorry you cast the deciding vote for Obamacare and it cost me more money. I look for that. The Koch brothers or somebody will find that, and we'll flesh all this out in due course.
Let's look at another ad that we've got too. Is the Tom Cotton ad that came out this week too, called Hypocrisy. A little bit of a mixture as to how much of it was on TV, but this is basically where there's a 2011 interview where Mark Pryor suggests that raising the retirement age to 68 or 69 for Social Security could help shore up the fiscal solvency of that program. Steve, is the 68 or 69, is that his firm position, or did he just suggest it as an option?
If I was writing an article for PolitiFact, I would rate this mostly true, in that it is fair to say that the senator is being inconsistent, because at the time, not only in that interview, but in other interviews and speeches, he was definitely talking up the fact that something has to be done about Social Security and Medicare. And in that interview, he does not technically say, I support raising retirement age. What he uses as an example for teenagers, people his kids' age, raising the retirement age. But he was saying this is a viable option. Mm-hmm. And now much of his campaign is being based on that Tom Cotton is Darth Vader for wanting to mess with Social Security and Medicare. So I would rate this mostly true. I'm curious what John thinks about that.
Are you really curious?
I am curious.
I think you know. I would rate it entirely false. A politician in an abstract discussion about things you could do, suggesting something, that is entirely different from voting for it. So I think that to allege hypocrisy between some old statement in which he's thinking out loud about these are things we could do for people now 20 years old is entirely different, and it does not put you at fault for saying your opponent actually, honest to goodness, favors it. So I would rate it totally
Bad. Totally wrong.
All right, and on to my favorite ad of this campaign so far, thus far. I'm sure we have a lot more to drop before I can actually give that opinion. But Asa's new ad with his cutie granddaughter, Ella Beth.
Well, that's not editorial.
I'm sorry. This ad speaks to me, you know, and I guess I'm the demographic that I get so tired of seeing the, you know, the political ads, the politicians. This girl is refreshing to me, and she's cute as can be. What is your take on this ad? It's clearly targeted at women probably in my age range.
I think it actually works too on a couple of different levels, in that he gets to talk about a policy position that is a little bit hard to explain at times. Computer coding, I think he does that in a very simple way. He refers to himself as Asa right out of the shoot. First time he's used just his first name to describe himself. And of course, I think at the end when she says Pawpaw, I mean, You've just built the grandfather.
It's the kid, yeah.
He's lost three statewide races. There's this general uncertain idea that people didn't like him much. This is saying, hey, you like me now. I'm Pawpaw, I'm softer, I'm mellower, I'm a good guy. And that's what he needs to do, because all the Republican moot tide is in his favor. Oh, I think he's pretty well ahead in the race right now, and I think this ad is real effective. Real effective, particularly with the gender gap. He was ahead in your poll among women. Yeah.
Not only is it a heartstring puller, but I've watched this, and one of the first times I watched it, I looked down and I thought, he has gotten in so much information in 20 seconds. There's still 10 seconds left in this ad, and he has explained his position on offering computer coding classes to high school students. It is a fantastic ad, one of the best I've ever seen.
Yeah,
as far as just looking at it analytically, the content of the ad, I'm gonna have to say, I agree with you, and I don't normally take opinions on this, but just the effectiveness of that child being the storyteller in that ad.
I didn't get much pushback from Democrats either. I think they
sometimes
all...
Sometimes you just say, good shot.
Yeah, that's exactly right. All right, well, that is balanced with another ad that is extremely tough on Asa Hutchinson. The new ad came out from the Democratic Governors Association called Wasn't Enough, and it talks about this homestead tax credit that Asa has been found to take two of on two different properties. He has straightened that out, at least financially, but politically, John Brummett, has he straightened this out? Is this ad potentially going to counter some of the goodwill of the other ads?
I don't think so. I don't think people are tuned into this homestead tax issue very much, and I think it's overstated. Tax cheat, not the way we do things in Arkansas. They're trying to. He made a mistake that he shouldn't have made. He went in and he corrected it. You make a little point about how you ought to be responsible, but I think the state, the rhetoric is overstated. I think, and it loses its effectiveness. I think.
Well, we all open when the Democrat Gazette or some of the newspaper comes out and it's this thick with the property tax problems, and we all open that thinking, man, I hope I'm not in there, because it's really, you know, an arcane tax law that he did violate, I don't think is enough to move the needle or outrage. This is not the kind of issue that's going to outrage Arkansans. We all struggle to get these taxes right. Saying that he didn't tell the truth, that's awfully, I mean, he was incorrect.
His name was on the line. I mean, he signed a document asking
apparently
for it.
Apparently these things, when you do your mortgages or sign your documents, now this is part of the things. But I don't give him that much of a pass. I mean, I know some people with second houses who manage not to take two credits, and I think the man running for governor shouldn't. I just think the tone of this is, when he's corrected it, I just don't think it's an effective ad.
That was Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business and Politics, speaking with John Brummett, political columnist with the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. Talk Business and Politics contributor Steve Bronner, who's also the owner and operator of the Independent Arkansas blog, and KATV's lead Capitol reporter Janelle Lilly. This conversation originally aired on Talk Business and Politics, which can be seen Sunday mornings at 9 on KATV Channel 7 in the Central Arkansas market. Support for Talk Business and Politics on Ozarks at Large is provided by AT&T, challenging drivers to take the pledge to never text and drive. No text is worth the risk. More information at itcanwait.com. And Bank of the Ozarks, committed to helping business owners succeed by combining the tools and services businesses need with accessible experience and knowledge. More information at bankozarks.com. And the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas, Diversity is the key to reliability and affordability. From the state's largest industrial user to a home at the end of a long country road, the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas serve members with a stable supply of electricity backed up with fuel diversity. Coal, oil, natural gas, hydropower, and renewables. More at AECC.com. And the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce and Associated Industries of Arkansas. More at ArkansasStateChamber.com.